Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's come before the Lord as we come to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that as we come to you this day, again you can speak to us through your word. We thank you that it is a living word, and that it is not just a question of a record of historic events that happened way back in the past. No, Lord, through it you speak to us in our day. Through it you bring Jesus close to our hearts. Through it you show us his way and his times. And we pray that in his strength and by his spirit we might walk in them today. So be with us as we read. Be with us as we think about these things. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. We're reading Joshua Chapter 3 and verses 1-8. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark. Do not go near it. Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Joshua said to the priests, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people." So they took it up and went ahead of them. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so that they may know that I am with you, as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river." How do you know which way to go in your Christian life? How do you know how to make the choices God wants you to make? How to take the direction God wants you to take as you walk with Christ in your days with him? Well, God provides the means for you to learn how you do that. And that's some of what we're going to look at today. So we see this word comes to Joshua to prepare the people to go into the land of promise. And in a very specific way, he gives orders as to how this will come about. And this is quite important. Joshua is to be to those people as Moses had been in the past. And the beginning of his ministry, as it were, with the whole of Israel, was to be in the same kind of way as Moses began when he led the people. But more of that in later days this week or next week. As for today, we see this preparation being made. And this is a question of advising as to direction, but also advising as to distance. Now, something we need to establish straight away here. In this vast camp of people who are preparing to inherit this land that God had promised them, thousands upon thousands of people in tents who are getting ready to up and go into the land where they will need to fight to take possession of it, God equips the people in a certain way. He advises them that they must follow, not lead. So when there is an invasion, more often than not, you will see that the people out front are the army, the fighting men. But with Israel, here as in other times, it is to be different. The people who are to go in front are to be the priests. Now, why is that so? Because the priests will carry the ark. What is the ark? The ark is the Ark of the Covenant. And if you're an Indiana Jones fan, you will know about the Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's all about a story to do with the discovery of this Ark of the Covenant, which had gone missing for so long. So here it is, this special carrying box that God had given his people and made it holy and sacred. And this ark contained three things. We see this in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 4 of that chapter tells us what the ark carried. First of all, it carried a pot, a golden pot, in which was some of the manna, the special meal, the special food that God had given his people to last them all the way through the journey through the wilderness. And they were still eating it at this stage. There was to be a portion of this which was to be a reminder of God's provision for them in the desert. Second, there was to be Aaron's staff which was carried in this ark. What was so special about Aaron's staff? Well, there had been a rebellion amongst the people who had said that anybody could be a priest. So God distinguished Aaron and his family and showed that they alone were his chosen priests by making his staff bud and blossom and shoot and sprout leaves, and the other staves of the other contenders were just dry and stick-like, as it were. So there was a proof there of priesthood. And the third item within this ark, this box, were the two stone tablets which had the Ten Commandments written on them. So it is that this ark, this very special demonstration to the people of God's presence in their midst, was to be the leader into the land of promise. And God makes sure that the people understand that they are to respect that by telling them that they can only travel about 900 meters behind the priests carrying the ark. Now, what does that all mean for us? Well, it's a picture. All of these Old Testament things are actually shadowy pictures of what God would later do when he sent his son into the world. What does it tell us? Well, it tells us that Jesus is our covenant and he goes before us. So you see, when you come to the New Testament, Jesus taught the people saying, "I am the true and living bread which comes down from heaven. He who eats of this bread will live forever. They ate of the manna in the wilderness and they died. He who eats of the bread I will give them will actually live forever. I am the true and living bread." Jesus is the new covenant manna. Second, we read in Hebrews that Jesus is the new covenant priest, the only one that is necessary. All of the other priests in this incredible, intense, complex business of upholding the sacrificial system and the appointment of other priests to actually make sure that God's presence in the midst of this Old Testament people was something that would be sustained, that is all replaced by Jesus Christ. He has sacrificed himself upon the cross for us. He is the eternal sacrifice for our sins. His blood does for us what the blood of all of those animals could never do. Jesus is our priest. Thirdly, Jesus is our word. He is the word of God, John tells us in John 1. And we see that through his words, through his teaching brought to us in the New Testament, through the apostles later after he ascended to go back to the Father, Jesus becomes for us the directing word that God gives us, which teaches us how we are to live before him. So for us, Jesus is our covenant. The Lord Jesus Christ is our ark. It is in him that we have salvation. It is he who goes before us when we go into this business of inheriting the promises of God, all of the fullness that he brings us, and as he has promised in salvation. So how do you know how to live? Which direction to take? Where you follow the Good Shepherd, you follow the Lord of all, you follow Jesus, who Christ, who is our covenant. And he is so in a way that is gloriously greater than anything that you'd read here in this exciting account of what Joshua is told to do for these people. The promises that God gives us are not the promises of an inherited land. They are the promises of an inherited eternity. Let's come to him in prayer. Our gracious Lord, we praise you for the glory of your promises to us. We thank you that you have told us that with Jesus, your Son, who has laid down his life for us, given up by you, Father, for us, with him you will give us all things freely. And we thank you for all of the promises that are ours to inherit in him. Go forth in front of us this day. Lead us and help us to know that you are doing so. Help us to follow, not at a distance, but closely in his footsteps, knowing that he lives in us by his Spirit. In his name we pray. Amen.